My dear faithful, let me say first of all that I am happy to be here once again, and also that the faithful back home in Nigeria send their regards. The Sacred Heart is the heart of love. Indeed, we can say that all the mysteries of our Lord, which we have been celebrating since the beginning of this year, all come together in this Sacred Heart. This is because love is the reason why God was born, suffered, died, and raised and rose again from the dead. And also, in order to drive this point home, our Lord filled us with the Holy Ghost, who is called the love of the Father and the Son, on the feast of Pentecost. I can go ahead and explain why His Sacred Heart is worthy of adoration. Why, indeed, even a finger of His is worthy of adoration. And then we will talk about that wonderful unity of the human and the divine in Christ Jesus, which we call the hypostatic union. But I suspect that even no matter how much time I spend here, we wouldn't even begin to explain or account for God's love for you and for me. I also suspect that some of you probably have heard it before, but what you definitely haven't heard is that in the course of my mission in Nigeria, I have seen firsthand what I would call the proof that this or that person is either in the Sacred Heart or outside of it. For example, during one of my missionary trips, we found ourselves, we all together in a bus, in the most difficult circumstance. We were isolated in a rather lonely place, known for robbery attacks. Although there was no immediate danger for us, yet the anxiety was obvious. One particular young man was visibly scared. I myself was scared too. However, his fear brought out the worst side of him. All he did was shout to the driver to move faster. He even mocked a lady who was praying, saying that this is not the time to call God. Here we have a young man in danger, saying words which offend God at the very moment when he should be calling upon God. Yes, we arrived safely at our destination, but I wondered, if we had died, would such blasphemy have been the last words from the young man's lips? Where then were all the affections that the Sacred Heart poured on him from birth? This is perhaps a case of unrequited love. On the other hand, we count among our faithful an old man in his late 70s, sick and very poor. I didn't realize how poor until I visited him at home. He traveled for 4 hours just to see what we are about. And God sent his beam, and it went from the Sacred Heart unto his heart. Love gave zeal to him. This old man defied and still defies the difficult journey his old, frail, and sickly body just to be able to come to Mass. He lives the farthest from the Mass Center, but he is always the first person to arrive on Sunday. And for him indeed, Sunday had become, the whole of Sunday has become the day, a holy day for him, because he spends the whole day going to Mass and returning from Mass. He hasn't failed since. This man dwells in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This Sacred Heart is a prodigal heart. He gives all, and he waits, and he waits. He is not tired of waiting, and our response will frustrate even the most patient man, but he waits because he knows that we cost him his life. He doesn't give up easily. Both saints and sinners meet in this heart of love, but it seems that he longs especially for sinners. He desires that we find refuge in his heart. He himself tells us that he will refresh us if we who are heavy laden come to him. Above all, however, he desires to find a dwelling place in our own hearts, as he did in the heart of St. Gertrude and all the saints. We pray that this Sacred Heart be for us a refuge and lead us from this world unto life everlasting. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.